Dr. Habiger, just any clinic note on Ruben Acosta, R-U-B-I-N, last name A-C-O-S-T-A, birthday 6-22-71, offices at 12-19-26. Patient presents for follow-up, this time with complaints of frequency with urination for 2 weeks. With lower abdominal pain, without discharge, or dysuria, or hesitancy, APS, ITA, and CY, states that he didn't get testosterone last office visit. Wife is upset. That's testosterone level last visit. Upset states that's why he came. Did get an H&H. Stacy has given blood recently as advised. Past history of hypogonadism. Stacy, social history, works as a welder, has a new job, presently without insurance, hopes to get it soon. Physical same dear appearance, no acute distress, had ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Next up, we've got masses, lung scale, station percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen with 1 plus 4 abdominal tenderness without guardian rebound, back, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Lab and x-ray, patient had urinalysis, which was clear without abnormality, culture, CNS advised, but not done because of cost per patient, per family, per patient, per also, patient with final diagnosis of possible prostatitis, hypogonadism, off medication with poor compliance. Patient advised resume testosterone after being off for a month, but with a dose, last dose a few days ago, after refill, advised to take 3-4 cc rather than 1 cc of 200 milligrams per cc every 2 weeks, like he was before, with repeat testosterone level prior to running out of testosterone shots and coming in for refill. Giving him CPRO 500 milligrams to take twice a day for 10 days for suspected prostatitis. Advised to get ultrasounds of his prostate. States that he has had questionable ultrasounds with a colonoscopy about a year or so ago in Austin. Found diagnosis again is prostatitis, apparent prostatitis, hypogonadism. Patient CNS ordered but not done. It to be done as above because of quote cost. And also advised ultrasound level if possible urological referral if necessary. Attempted to answer his and wife's concerns and to explain what we were doing. Apparently upset because of cost and not wanting to have unnecessary testing. Tried to explain to them the need, what was necessary, and what we were doing to try to minimize their cost. Just follow up as above. Thank you, Dr. Habiger.